I felt a little bit of hate in there. I don't know.
Hey, like, I need your advice. I want your advice. All in. Sing it. All in. 4K.
Don't embarrass me.
3, 2, 1.
Huh? Is it on? The red light?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Welcome to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name's Jose.
My name.
Wait, first can we do that try. Again? Can we do
first
it again?
Try.
No.
First try.
Do it again.
First try. Welcome to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way.
Yeah.
My name's Jose.
My name's Marlon.
And I'm Fernanda.
Thank you. You know, I really tried that. You know, I really like locked in.
Yeah, yeah.
You should have seen me.
Oh, I mean, I saw you in 4K.
Anyways. But she has some crickets in there, right? That's crazy. No. There you go. Anyways. All right. So, quick little question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is like the best advice you ever gotten, or what is one advice that stuck with you throughout your life?
That's good.
Are you gonna give it, or am I? I'm gonna give mine.
You can give yours.
Okay. Whenever Jose asked us this for the first time, I was thinking, I was like, I can't. Like, there's so many advice, but the first one that popped in my head, it was, look both ways before you cross the street. Mm. And you know where I learned that from? Barney.
Okay.
Anyways.
Well, hey, nowadays, people cross the street, like, especially at college campus. Like, they're just on their phone the whole time. And you're like, dude, if you did not, like, if I wasn't very aware of what I was driving, I could hit you. Yeah. So people need to look both ways before
Some people
crossing.
Get mad, too. Like, yeah people be hunking at people, like, the students. I'm like, bro, it's your fault for taking this road at 9:50. Everybody and their mama getting out to go to the next class. What are you doing?
Yeah, so great advice. What about you?
Probably would be, like, it's definitely something my mom has always said, like, repeatedly.
Okay.
Nothing is free.
Mm. Oh.
In this world.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's probably just, yeah.
For me, it was, pase la pelota. No sé qué ahí, pase la pelota. That's my dad. He was trying to tell me, you gotta, whenever you speak with people, you gotta look them in the eye, and you gotta pass the ball. If they ask you a question, you answer it, and you ask them another question, you pass the ball back.
Exactly. That's how good conversations are made.
Pase la pelota. Pase la pelota.
I thought you were talking about, like, pass the ball.
No, I don't pass the ball.
Pass the ball. Pass the ball.
No.
Well, that's great advice, though. Like, they literally made us get in a circle with my mom, dad, Jose, and I, and we would have an actual ball and start, like, throwing it. And, like, I would ask a question, would throw it to Jose, and, like, Jose would have to answer, and then he would ask me a question. So I think it helped me a lot. Mm-hmm. I know that it definitely, I don't know, would you say it helped you?
Yeah, it did, because especially now, like, in college and stuff, like, if you, like, compare, like, old Jose, like, high school Jose, and then, like, college Jose, is, like, not the same guy.
How was high school Jose?
Jose?
Yeah.
High school Jose?
Yeah.
Jose? He was a Jose.
Okay.
We had chemistry together.
You and Marlon?
Yeah. It was. Chemistry was something else.
Well, y'all were friends already, but.
Acquaintances.
In high school? Yeah. Y'all were already friends.
It's because we started having soccer together, so that's when we. Yeah. It was wraps after that.
Yeah. So great advice. We've received great advice. Have you have you followed it so far?
I like to think so.
It's just automatic now. It's just like, I'm good.
It's built in.
You? Yeah. It's just like.
It's in the blood.
Yeah. He's going to pass it down to his kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pass the ball.
Mom and dad said it with love.
I felt a little bit of hate in there. I don't know.
I said.
No, that's not true.
Don't embarrass me.
Anyway, what's it?
All right, so anyways. So we all got advice. Mm-hmm. So how did y'all, like, growing up, like, everybody has, like, issues that they have to, like, fix, you know, like, maybe mm-hmm. with friends and stuff, or, like,
wow.
you got school problems and stuff. Like, how do y'all, like, go about, like, handling y'all's, like, problems?
Growing up?
Yeah. Or right now. Because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes, like, me personally, like, let's say, like, I need, like, some help, like, in school or something. Like, I'll ask, like, my friends, like, Julia, I'll ask her and stuff. She's like, oh, you, like, do this and this. And mm-hmm, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, stuff like that. Or, like, with, like, instruments, I asked, like, this dude from, yeah, about the instruments. And yeah, he yeah. explains it to me. I was like, okay, yeah, yeah.
So you have specific people that you go for for specific advice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, if it's, like, for, like, financial advice, I always ask my dad. For relationship, like, friendship advice, I asked my mom. And I like advice. So I asked my best friend, Mallory. Shout out to you, Mallory. So I always ask Mal, and then I ask my parents, or maybe I ask Jose or stuff like that. People that I trust.
Yeah.
I've seen some people, like, also, like, go on TikTok. You know, people have, like, story time and all that. And it's like, when I was, like, in high school.
Yeah.
Or, you know what big one is?
What?
Like, for college. It's like, what not to bring to college.
Yes.
Things like, you need for college.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I was like, yeah.
I mean, it's useful. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the good things about social media, especially TikTok, yeah. because sometimes I even end up using TikTok like Google.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I just ask, because the video format of answering questions makes it faster for me instead of going to Google and, like, trying to read and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's sad. That's so sad. But it's true. Sometimes it just makes life easier. Yeah. Who do you go for advice?
I just got to figure it out.
Really?
You just thug it out yourself?
Yeah, like, growing up, it's just always been like, oh, no, you'll figure it out. Like, one self, just got to figure it out.
Yeah.
But not like advice. I guess sometimes my mom, because she's always asking. But is it like,
so is it advice or is it like prying for stuff?
No, it's like
no comment.
Next question.
Yeah.
Next question. I feel like every single parent like does that. Like every single parent wants to know what's going on in their kid's life.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think that it was like that for me early on. Like, but then I kind of. I like privacy, so I stopped asking my parents, but now we're in this new season of life in which they see me as an adult. Mm-hmm. So when I come to them, it's like, hey, like, I need your advice. I want your advice. Mm-hmm. So it's different rather than, like, whenever I was younger, like, let's say in high school, I was still trying to figure out life. And because of their concern for me, it's like they wanted to, they wanted me to tell them everything, but I didn't want to tell them my stuff. But now it's like, hey, I am growing, and I want to know what you think about this. Mm-hmm. So it's different.
Yeah. Yeah, I never, like, really shared with them either. Like, I find myself sharing, like, not a lot, but a little bit to my friends and stuff, but, like, to my parents, I've never really even talked to stuff like that with them.
I think you're a very reserved person as well. Like, you handle your business alone.
Yeah.
I mean, I try sometimes to be like, Jose, I'm here. Like, if you ever... He never does it. Yeah, but I do. Like, sometimes I'll just, like... I would, when we would, when I was in college and he was still in high school, I would just go to his room and be like, do you want me to tell you this? He would be like, no. And I would sit down and, like, just tell him.
And if you ask me right now if I remember most of the stuff, no.
But yeah.
So yeah, we all rely on people for advice. It can be like parents, how you talk, friends, TikTok, you know. Mm-hmm. But sometimes some friends that you think they're friends are not, might not have like the best interest in, yeah, like at heart, mm-hmm, for you. You know, like sometimes maybe like, especially like I've seen like with girls more, there's like a little like rivalries.
Oh, rivalries?
Rivalry. Anyways. But yeah, it's like, so you always got to be careful with like where you get your advice from.
Yeah, you want to find somebody that's mature, mm-hmm, to get your advice, because that's why I usually go to older people. Because they've already experienced life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It used to be like in high school, you would go to your friends and like they would not be giving you the best advice.
Yeah, because at the same time, they're your same age. They don't know all the stuff either. Like they, yeah, haven't like lived through the stuff, exactly, you know? So it's like,
yeah. Oh, no, yeah, I would definitely do it. Yeah,
like, yeah, like you wouldn't go to your 13-year-old friend to ask for like taxes and like advice on taxes or anything, yeah, like that. Like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we don't fill out. File taxes at 13.
Yeah.
But
no, you're right. That's the best.
But like, let's say like whenever you're in high school or middle school and it's like the first time that you're like interested in like romantic relationships, and obviously whenever you're young you don't know and it kind of embarrasses, mm-hmm, you. Embarrasses?
Yeah.
Embarrass. However you say it. It embarrasses you to go to your parents and ask for help. So you go to...
I was thinking about it.
Sorry. So you go to, like, your friends. And you usually get the advice you want from your friends.
Yeah.
You're kind of being like, I'm right, right? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, 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 you're right.
Yeah. A lot of people are just, like, supporting.
Yeah. Like,
or, yeah, they back you up. They make you feel like you're in the good. But, like, it might not be.
Yeah.
But they're just trying to be a good friend.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's not really helping you because it might even push you down, like, further down the hole.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. But, yeah. So you really got to be careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Do you like how you said earlier, do you, like, actually listen to their advice, you know? Or do you just ignore it? Because sometimes people be giving out advice when you don't ask for it. Yeah. Like, some people think, like, they're, like, the people, like, they know what they're talking about. I'm like,
yeah.
No.
I guess now
that I'm more mature, I do listen to I listen to people's advice, but I ask God to give me discernment, because somebody might care about you, but they could be giving you the wrong advice.
Yeah.
So I just, basically what I do is I listen. I try to not make a face. That's hard. Yeah. I try not to make a face, and I'm like, okay, mm-hmm, thank you. And then I think about it by myself. And I'm like, I mean, I don't think that's the right way that I should be going by. Mm-hmm. And usually I just base it off like, Is that something that would go against the Bible?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if it does go against the Bible, then I know, like, probably not.
Absolutely not.
Or, like, the Lord may be telling me, like, like, if there's doubt in my mind, I'll probably... God is not He's not a confusing God.
Yeah.
So if there's, like, doubt in my mind, I'll probably be like, okay, I'll just listen, think the person, and I'll make my own decision, because in the end it's your personal decision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like how you said, like, God's like a straightforward guy, like he's not like, oh yeah, no, it's like straightforward. He has the best interest, like our best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to succeed. He wants us to do everything good when we follow him, when we follow his will.
Yeah.
So yeah, God tells us everything. On this Bible verse that I want to share with y'all right now is Matthew 7:26.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it's actually from Matthew 7:24, verse 24 to 27. And it's talking about the parable about the two builders.
Mm-hmm.
So one, he built a house on sand. The other one built a house on the rocks. Mm-hmm. One had a more firm foundation. And then when the storm came, the one on the sand got washed away. The one on the rock, it survived everything, it was fine.
Mm.
So yeah, so the verse 26, it says, and everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. So we are given advice and everything, you know, by people and everything. We can listen to it. We can just ignore it. Mm-hmm. But when it comes with God, God is like an all-powerful, all-knowing being. Mm-hmm. If we're not listening to the one guy that can be like, he's 100% like right and everything, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, he tells us, like, in the Bible, we might not like it.
Yeah.
But most of the time, we will not like it. But we just got to listen to it, and we got to put it into practice. We can't just, oh, yeah. Like,
we can't pick and choose what we're going to obey and not obey.
Yeah.
I mean, we're supposed to be all-in Christians, all-in followers of Christ.
All-in. That's a good song, too.
Yeah.
I like that song.
All-in.
Sing it.
All in.
Oh.
That's a...
But yeah, it's just a good thing to think about how advice, where we get our advice from and everything. Like, yeah, parents and everything, like, they give good advice and everything, you know? Mm-hmm. But the first person we should be looking for advice is God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I've been going through a season change in my life, and I would just go to my mom and my dad and tell them, like, kind of just rant, and like they would just listen and like be like, okay, yeah, like, and they would give me advice. But then my mom, she'd be like, well, have you prayed? And I said, yeah, but have you prayed? I mean yeah, but have you prayed, like, actually consistently ask God to help you, to show you? And I was like, this is like, hey, I'm confessing my sin here. I already asked for forgiveness, so. But I was like, oh my goodness. Like, what is prayer going to do? That was my thought. I just want an answer right now. And I'm sorry, God. But hey, it's true. I was like, I told my mom, I was like, but God is not answering. He's taking his time. And I said, and I want it now. So my mom was like, don't you dare talk to God like that. And I said, oop. Because it's like, whenever you're frustrated, whenever you're in a very tough circumstance, you want the answer right now. You want to leave that place. You're not comfortable, so you want out.
Yeah.
But my mom reminded me, who do you have to go first? God. Did you pray? Did you ask? Did you surrender everything to him? Or are you just coming to people?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, dang. Yeah. So I was upset. And then, like, God, obviously, that was my mom convicting me. And, like, the Holy Spirit. And then I was like, God, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had my little time with Jesus. And then the next day I went to my mom and I was like, hey, Mom, I'm sorry that I reacted that way, because what you were telling me was the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to do it all by myself and not depend on him. Even though I say and think I'm depending on him, I still want to, like, do what I want in my time, even though God's answer might be yes, no, or wait. And it's clear now. Now I see it, that it was a wait.
Yeah.
Because my problems are fixing themselves. I mean, we had that conversation outside, and it's just showing that my problems, my situation, it's fixing itself.
Yeah.
I just needed to wait. I needed to be patient and trust him.
Yeah.
And my mom was the one that told me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. There's a little story of how God talked to me in the last couple of weeks.
Set you straight.
Yeah.
Man, turn around, man. Hey. I told you this, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So we all need a little whack in the head once in a while.
Yeah.
Good, healthy whack.
Good, healthy whack.
Yeah. I received a good amount of those when I was little.
Have y'all received?
Too much.
So, y'all remember that video? I think my skull is pretty strong, so I think I'm good.
Oh, I saw you posted it.
I did.
He posted the video of him falling.
I posted it.
What?
All my friends were like, you gotta post it. Like, you can get a lot of views and stuff. I'm like, yeah. Like, you know, that was an hour, like, after it happened. My head was hurting. My knee was hurting. Everything was hurting. I was not in the mood for all that. But yeah, I posted him. Regardless of that, not being part of anything that we're talking about.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all can find us at ADAW Podcast on on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. You can find us on LifeWord on Facebook. We also post there.
Yeah, our full videos are there.
Yup.
Which you're probably watching it from there.
Yeah. And we post every single Friday at 10 or around 10. Depends. We're not the best people with timing.
No,
we
try. It is at 10.
We try. We try our hardest. I think today was like 10, right?
It was scheduled last night, so.
We did good this weekend.
Whenever husband doesn't do it.
Okay. I got here before 10. I was about to do it and everything. I was like, what is this little video right here? It was already scheduled. Adios and wasn't told.
I sent it yesterday. That I scheduled it in all places.
Oh, so now it's my fault?
No, it's not your fault. We're not pointing. But guys, if you like a short form video, we also create small reels and TikToks, which is basically having our full conversation in short versions. And if you have a short attention span, there you go. We're trying to help you.
I think we all suffer from that a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a tad. But yeah. Thank you for watching. And we shall see y'all next week.
Bye, guys.